Welcome to LawNext PR, the podcast where we put a spotlight on the latest news coming out of the legal tech industry. This is Bob Ambrogi, and today we're doing a special live episode of LawNext PR. We're here at ABA Tech Show, and we're here to feature some news just announced this week from the law practice management company Smokeball. And joining me today to tell us about this news are two people from Smokeball, and I'm going to have you each introduce yourself.
Thanks, Bob. Ruchi Chadha, president of Smokeball US. I'm also a licensed attorney, though I don't practice anymore, but yeah, head up the US office.
And I'm Jordan Turk. I am the legal technology advisor at Smokeball, and I also am a practicing family law attorney down in Texas.
So Ruchi, why don't you start by summarizing what it is you announced this week?
Well, the buzzword of the year, AI.
Oh, AI.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
We announced this week a suite of AI features that we'll be releasing starting just in the next few weeks and throughout the year that we're really excited about, fully embedded into the product and really enhancing the work that our attorneys and our firms already do within the Smokeball platform itself. So yeah. Very excited.
Yeah. You know, before we get into some of the specifics, Jordan, I want to ask you, because I know you're a lawyer, you practice still. We've been talking so much about AI this week, a tech show in general in the industry. You've got this announcement this week. Why does this even matter to lawyers? Why do we care about AI for law practice?
I kind of think it's equivalent to how we treated legal tech, you know, 10, 12 years ago, where a lot of people thought, oh, I don't need this for my practice. It's just going to put me out of a job. This isn't something that I need to concern myself with. But then you see your colleagues and your compatriots that have legal technology that actually seem like they have a decent social life and seem like they have a life outside of work. It also seems like they're making a good amount of money. And so you figure out, oh, what are they doing that I'm not doing? Oh, looks like they have practice management software or something similar, right? And so I think AI is kind of the next phase of that, where if you're not using it, your colleagues are going to start using it. They're going to start generating more revenue. They're going to start getting more clients, and you're kind of going to be left in the dust, just like it was with legal tech, you know, a la 12 years ago.
Yeah, I know in announcing it, you've emphasized the idea that AI isn't going to put lawyers out of business, but lawyers who use AI will be more effective than those who don't, right?
Right, yes.
I think that taking advantage of any tools, especially technology tools that help you work smarter, not harder, is the right thing to do. And I think implementing AI, leveraging that technology certainly is an example of that. That's coming, and it's coming quickly.
So can you talk a little bit more specifically about what some of the features are that you announced this week and when lawyers or when users should expect to see them become available?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we talked about this week, and specifically we're able to demo this week, is a feature set called Matter AI. And Matter AI is taking all of the information that already exists within a Smokeball matter, all the rich details we capture, and it's allowing the user to ask questions of the matter, take the answers to those questions, and quickly draft legal correspondence, emails, continue to use that information to get even deeper and deeper in answering the questions that they have. And so we've just launched that this week, and it will be out in beta in March. So that's where we're looking, just a few weeks away.
But really imagine this, just go on this journey with me, that if I have a client fill out a timeline worksheet, you know, that's usually 10 plus pages of just random information that they put on a worksheet, and I'm maybe in the middle of court or I'm in the middle of trying to draft something, and I remembered at some point that my client told me that the opposing party took the child out of the state, but I can't remember when that was, what year it was, where it is on this timeline, if it's even in this timeline, or maybe it's in a response to discovery document that's somewhere in my system. I can ask Smokeball, when was the child taken out of the state? When did opposing party take this child out of the state? And I can get that answer back. And so it's just really saving you that time instead of having to hunt through all of your documents, but it can also consolidate these documents and tell you where that information is coming from. So maybe it'll say, oh, the child was taken out of the state in March of 2022. And then it's going to say, oh, and that, by the way, is taken from this timeline document that the client filled out, and it'll link to that timeline document. So you can check your work as you go along.
So it's like being able to interact with your matters in a more conversational way.
That's exactly right. And the power of AI lets you do it in a matter of seconds as opposed to finding the document, looking through it. Sometimes these documents are 40, 50 pages long, and then having to take that information out and summarizing it in an email or another document, a Word document, it just takes all of that out and instantaneously puts it in your fingertips.
Yeah. In bringing this to Smokeball, I know two of the concerns that we keep hearing lawyers talk about with regard to AI, one is hallucinations, and the other is security of the information that they're putting into the AI. So can you talk about how you're, you know, whether they need to be worried about that with these implementations of AI in Smokeball?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of ways. If we talk specifically about Matter AI, there's two sides of what you can do within Matter AI. You can ask your ChatGPT type format, which is OpenAI, and that is where you can ask anything. And all the information you're actually putting in there is also open, right? And so you want to be careful with what you're putting into those language models,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the other side is what we were talking about today with Matter AI is only asking the matter specific. It's only asking what exists in Smokeball already. And that information is secure. It is siphoned away from OpenAI, that regular ChatGPT. It's only accessing what you've already entered into Smokeball. So very safe, very secure, keeping you in your ecosystem.
Yeah, yeah. And what about the hallucination issue, though?
Look, hallucination issue is a given. It is something that comes along with using AI. And I think going back to what you said earlier, why can't you take the human out of the practice of law is because you have to have that legal, ethical obligation to check your work, make sure what you're putting out into the world is accurate. And so it's a known enemy, but we have to be careful and we have to double check what the work we're doing.
Like no one can actually ever guarantee, which I feel like more companies will try to do this whole thing of guaranteed no hallucinations. And I guarantee that there aren't going to be any issues here with this. And I think we're going to see more and more companies try to say that and certify it. But I don't think that's necessarily possible.
Yeah. But as you described in that scenario you gave, the journey we went on with you, that you're able to determine where it's telling you where it's getting this information. So you're able to validate the information. So that's a workaround, but having any concerns regarding hallucinations, right?
Right. Well, and that's the other piece of the pie, right? And that's what most states are going to start requiring anyway when it comes to using AI, like Florida, the rules that they just promulgated, where you have to treat AI, essentially what they said, almost like you still are responsible for your non-attorney work. At the end of the day, that's your bar card on the line. You are responsible for every non-attorney in your practice and the work product that they put out. So at the end of the day, you have to treat, as Florida says, you need to treat AI like it's an employee of your firm, where you still have to double check. You still have to make sure that these results are correct at the end of the day. That's never going to go away.
So you talked about Matter AI, and I know that's not all there is to the news that you announced this week. So what are the other components of this?
Sure. I'll start with AutoTime AI. So AutoTime is a feature that we've had in Smokeball since the beginning. It is an awesome feature. If you've never seen it, it is tracking every single thing that you're doing in Smokeball, what matter you're in, what you're working on. It's capturing the time you're doing, and it's allowing you to then take that entry of time. You can manipulate it, modify it, update what the work is that you're doing, and then easily able to translate that to an invoice. And right now, it still is the human taking that invoice entry and writing a description for it. And what we're trying to do is to take that tedious work out and create a beautifully tailored description of what you're doing for you. It saves a lot of work, which we were joking about earlier. Jordan was She was a bad actor at her last firm.
I was not good about inputting my hours on a regular basis. That was my issue.
Yeah, well, in a common issue. That's the thing.
Very right. Common issue. And so this is an example of taking something that we already have that exists and making it better and using AI to help us make it better. Right?
So not only is it tracking your time, but it's also then creating the time entry saying, here's what you did during this.
Right. And it's learning how you like to put that time in. So instead of just saying, email sent to blah, blah, blah. Maybe you like to say something like correspondence, you know, send things like that. So it's going to start learning how you like to word your time entries or tone. Yeah, things like that. So it'll start updating it with that.
Yep.
But yes, Intake AI. I'm a big fan of Intake. I'm very passionate about Intake. I do a lot of CLEs on Intake. So
you and I have done a CLE about it.
Yeah, honestly. But to me, it's one of the most important things that you can do for your practice. So Intake AI is actually going to be just the next logical step to that, right? Whereas you can Maybe you have a PDF that you always do for your intake documents. Well, guess what? You can actually put that into Intake AI. It can make all the fields readable. What am I trying to say?
Yeah.
And then it'll put that also into Smokeball system when it's filled out by the client. So it makes it into basically almost like a fillable form by your client, but they can fill it out and then it's automatically all uploaded into Smokeball and you're basically ready to go at that point with all the client details. There's no redundancy of having to put in that information on the attorney side.
Yeah. So it's for the lawyers we have an intake form, maybe it's a PDF, maybe it's a Word document. This digitizes it, lets them put it in their workflow system work.
Especially coming from a firm where we had so many attorneys and everybody was a little bit different and everybody had their own different intake paperwork that they wanted to do, especially when the client signed on and they would send them the rest of the intake. So this just makes that process so much easier. So the firm administrator is not having to pull their hair out and double check all these things, especially about intake paperwork.
And then there are still some other components
there
to it.
There are two more. Well, Jordan, you want to talk about your favorite one? Okay, I'll let him talk about your favorite.
My favorite is, it's called First Draft AI. It's by far, because this was my big pain point when I was practicing, especially with a bunch of attorneys. I was talking to Ricci about this earlier. When you have, you know, you're in your office and it's 11 p.m. and you're drafting this final order, and then you remembered, oh, there's this specific provision that I used in this case 3 years ago, but I don't remember what the case is called. So now you're wandering around trying to figure out, oh, hey, partner, do you know what this case is? And you're going throughout your whole office trying to figure out what case this is or where it's from so that you can find that specific provision. Well, this eliminates that, essentially. So you can just ask First Draft AI, give me this provision. And you don't have to remember what case it's from. You just have to remember that it's the provision that you want. So to me, one of the coolest features, because it was a huge pain point for me, because we had thousands of cases, right? Or sometimes you would have a case where, you know, a senior partner remembers that they did this years ago, but they don't remember the case name. You didn't work on the case, so you know nothing about it. There's good luck finding it in the thousands of cases that are in your system. So it's just one of those things that you can add to your practice that'll make it next level.
Again, a very common problem for anybody who's ever practiced law, probably anybody who does anything, is just finding that, remembering where the heck was, where was it that we, that I had that
document. Right, or so, hey, if you put in there, I just want to give me a petition for divorce that deals with XYZ.
Yep.
And it'll pop up, right? Yep. You already have all those provisions. But the other one that we have, and I'm, Ruchi will talk about that one.
Insights. This is the bow. This is, at the end of the day, if you are a firm owner, you're running a business. And it's what it, what's going on in your business? What is your staff doing? Where are they spending their time? How much money are you making? What are my most profitable matters? And so Insights is going to help, I would say, a non, maybe the non-financial firm owner be able to access that information in a much easier way and be able to simply ask, who's earning me the most money? Who's collecting me the most money? Which is maybe more important than just billing it out. And instead of, you know, having to deal with a bunch of Excel sheets and reporting, just simply being able to have a conversation with this tool and it being able to tell you where your profitability and productivity lies, I think is going to be very powerful, especially for the non-business savvy firm owner, which there are a lot of out there.
I think what really struck me when I first heard about this news this week is the end-to-end nature of it. I mean, you're really covering the full workflow lifecycle for law practice, for what you do and for what a lawyer does as well. I mean, it seems really critical.
It's almost like that's by design.
Oh, well, if you planned it.
Every single thing that we do at Smokeball, all of our product enhancements and our features are around the lifecycle of a firm, finding and engaging the work, doing and managing the work, collecting and billing the work, and then tracking the work and going back to that productivity. So every single thing you'll ever see Smokeball do speak to that ecosystem, and we don't want you to live outside of it. That's where you are,
right,
and we
right.
want to keep you there.
We've just got a second left, I think, here, but anything else? Any closing thoughts on this?
Honestly, it's as we started. We think those who aren't leveraging AI in a safe way are going to be left behind, and we encourage everybody to play around with everything out there and really embrace this, because it is coming fast, going to change the legal landscape.
Well, Ruchi and Jordan, thanks so much for chatting with me today. That does it for today's episode of Law Next PR. If you like what you heard, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and even leave us a positive review. This is Bob Ambrogi. Thanks for watching and/or listening.